This is TWiT.
So Aware is paired with the Aware Smart Sensor. I'll tap on this and you will see the current temperature, humidity, CO2 value, chemicals, and there you see that PM 2.5 particulates that are in the air. Each of these is being constantly measured, and then you are given a score out of 100. So right now, I've got a 95 out of 100. And the temperature in the home, these little circles here will go up or down based on what it recommends for the best levels in your home. So temperature, humidity, et cetera. And then what I like here down at the bottom is the trend map. So overall, I can see how my score has dropped over the course of the day so far. I can see how the temperature has gone up or down, humidity, and most importantly, these particulates here at the end. So you can see that at the when it started measuring at midnight, particulates were at about 10.3, and those values have mostly gone down over the course of the day, but are starting to climb again. And that's dependent on, you know, how much your AC is running, what the actual particulates outside are, and how those all kind of affect it. You start to get an idea of how these things change over time based on the activities that you do. And one of my favorite things about the Aware system, which again is partnered with a piece of hardware. Let me pull it up on my iPad so you can see it. But one of my favorite things about it is that you get notifications live if you want them that let you know, hey, I see that the particulate count is going up in your home. You might want to run your air purifier, or you might want to run a fan. When during the before all of the fires started, CO2 would go up in the room, and the way to lower the CO2 count is typically just opening a window. And so I was able to do that to correct for the CO2. So this is the device. It's got
look at that.
Yeah, it's cool. Really pretty. And it's got all these little sensors built in, and then it can also tell you the current time. So it's nice that it's, you know, sort of a multi-purpose device and lets you track all of these things. So you can see temperature, humidity, chemicals, carbon dioxide, and the particulate matter in your air. And then, like I said, it gives you tips over the course of the day and notifications to say, hey, you know, it would be better if you ran your AC here or here. And then it starts to collect little bits of information and turn those into usable tips. So your room had good air for 98% of last week. So, hey, I must have been doing something right. What you can do, like using a dehumidifier to keep the humidity down so that you don't have mold and mildew growth. Your score is 2 points higher than yesterday, that kind of thing. And then this is a big one for me. Your air is allergy free. So this, I think, is fantastic as a way to track air quality inside your home and then on the fly kind of make adjustments as you need to. I tell you, one of the biggest, one of the most often times that I get the notification on my Apple Watch saying, hey, something's changed, is when I'm making something that requires boiling water because it will humidity
that
into
counts
the air.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it'll say, the humidity's kind of high in your home right now. And I'm like, I know, I'm boiling spaghetti. Leave me alone. But it's good to have that information. And there are lots of room sensors that are out there. I just happen to like this one because of the level of accuracy that it provides. And it's kind of it's meant to be a one-purpose device, and it does it very, very, very well.
Nice. Yeah, because I do think this is an important thing to pay attention to, especially when it's prolonged over a period of time. And if you are going outside to exercise, it's even worse, right?
So absolutely.
You really want to observe. And I wish we were getting better information from our Apple devices.
I know. That's the upsetting thing. Yeah. But I do want to talk about, you know, not everybody is in an area. Well, let me do a quick little separation here. I think that regardless of whether you live in a place that is a big city or a place that has wildfires, no matter where you are, you can benefit from cleaner air. That is just the state of things. You are constantly letting off little bits of yourself into the air that you are breathing in. And if you have pets, they are also letting off dead skin and their hair and whatever they track around on the floor. And if you live with other people, then you're also breathing those people in. There are lots of different particulates. I know, gross.
We need an other people meter.
And so you would benefit, regardless of where you live, from both an air quality sensor and an air purifier of some sort that will help keep those things clean. And I got to tell you, it has made all the difference going from a home that didn't have any air purifiers to having air purifiers. And folks, don't skimp on the HVAC filter. If you have central air, don't skimp on that filter that you put into your central air. Change it every 3 months and get one that is a higher quality that will actually keep your air cleaner.